All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, yes. The stupid detective music. It's back. This is actually...
People love it. They love it.
Gotta love it, man.
Don't you just see a guy smoking a cigar... As like dark liquor in a glass.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, yeah, or, just sitting there or, reading a newspaper.
Got the fedora.
Tommy Gunn sitting on the desk.
Or Roberto lying nude on his bathroom floor post-shower like he does every morning at 9 a.m.
It's pre-shower. Pre-shower.
You know he does that?
I imagine like Tool playing during that. Just
no,
to get
he locks the
up.
Bathroom door and he lies down on the bathroom floor to avoid his
And family. I have those red heat lamps in there too.
Oh my
okay?
God.
Okay?
Jeez. Got to warm it up in there in the morning.
Okay, let's get to it.
I have a little attorney edition of Deal Breakers for you today.
Oh, this ought to be great. From a guy whose basketball knowledge fits in a thimble.
I asked for a little help. Got a little help. All right, here we go. Someone at work starts a bracket. Your receptionist collects all the money. But the person who created the bracket wants a cut of the winnings just for setting it up.
Christ.
Do you allow that or do you just not even join it because you don't want to give that guy any money?
I'll go first. I don't do brackets anymore because they're annoying and the people who run them are some of the worst people on earth. I'm out. Bracket guy is a barnacle on the bottom of a boat. I want no part of it. It's a complete deal breaker for me.
You know what? It's
I mean,
a
the
deal
guy,
breaker.
The guy basically is printing out like a bracket, and he wants money for it, right?
No, I mean, nowadays you're right. Back in the day, you had to keep tabulate it by hand, but right now, no, it's like this: if I win, I shouldn't have to be obligated to give you anything. If I want to give you a tip, fine, but other than that, no, I don't want to give you anything. I want to keep the money to myself.
Good use
I should
of
be allowed to do that.
Evan Jenkins, your thoughts?
No, I agree too. And the only tip I would give somebody is don't do it if you don't want to do it then. Because I don't care that you gave me a link on whatever website for
right.
me to fill out a bracket. And you don't even have to collect the money anymore. You just send it Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, however the heck you want to do it. But no, I'm never tipping for that. You're not doing anything. Oh, it irritates me so bad and happens all the time.
Over to David.
Yeah, you come up to me and ask me for something, something may happen. No, you're not getting anything, okay?
Geez.
Step away from me now, or you're not going to like the results.
David, does the church run a bracket?
No. No, we talk about it.
But what if it's a racket or bracket?
Yeah, take the B out of it.
Shut up now, Roberto.
Sorry. That was me. I fed into that one.
You know what,
I
Roberto?
Apologize.
With everything I saw in your studio, you might want to be careful.
Oh, no.
Talking about God.
Hey, that was my cousin that was visiting. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. That was Bob.
Next. Jesus. Oh, my.
Your neighbor is at your March Madness party. He keeps bragging about his picks and all the money he's making.
Get out.
You know
Get
for
out.
A fact he is lying.
Yep.
There is no way anyone could be that lucky. Do you call him out in front of everybody
yes.
or just bite your tongue?
No, 100%. No. There's no reason to bite your tongue. We're all adults. And I when people do this, it drives me crazy. We got somebody who works here who does it. Not on the air. Not on the air. They are an off-air person. But they do crap like this all the time. And we do not abide it. And Evan knows who I'm talking about, but I'll leave it alone.
I'm actually thinking I don't know if I know this person.
Oh, really?
But it rhymes.
I'll tell you off the
okay.
air.
Okay. But I think, yeah, keep your money to yourself. I don't care if you win, lose, or anything else because—
Nobody's business.
No, I just don't care. Like, sweet. Well, how did it go when you lost? Are you going to talk about
that?
That
is.
Yep. You become gambling guy. You become fantasy football guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. There's the door. You can leave.
I drafted Brock Purdy. Get out.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, you tell him to leave. Or if he doesn't want to leave, I stop everything during the timeout and I say, apparently, guys, this guy's Mr. Perfect. He's won every bet. He's won every bracket pick. Get out.
You know, you better be like, he's got 5K cash on him.
The best part, you honestly point to the guy and go, congratulations on all your luck and blessings. Now you're buying food tonight.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want to? Get out.
Dinner's on this guy.
Yeah, or if not, be like, yeah, I've seen your car, I've seen your house. You don't win that much.
There it is. We've really lost the art of kicking people out of your home. Yeah. We really have. Somehow that's become unacceptable to eject somebody from your home.
But please, I will go old school Martin Lawrence and tell him to get to stepping.
Rico, you also threatened to buy Rieger's debt and go get some friends from high school to kick his ass. No.
Get it right. Somebody offered to buy Rieger's debt.
Mike, I saw these napkins that people had at a party. It was a cocktail napkin that they gave you with your drink and said, please leave by 9 p.m.
I love that. That's perfect.
It's fantastic.
That's great.
Next.
All right, kind of similar, but a little different. You're at a March Madness party. You have a significant amount of money on a particular team to win.
Oh, boy.
Another person at the party has a much, much smaller amount on the opposing team, but is bloviating about how much he wants to win.
Oh,
do you tear him to shreds verbally or leave it alone?
No, I leave in sum total. Let me tell you what drives me. Nothing drives me crazier. You're at a horse track. And you see a guy who put a dollar on a race, literally needs a wet wipe for his pants, if you know what I mean. And you're sitting over here losing a photo for like a zillion dollars. Like, I have to get away from, you have to have some etiquette. Yeah.
There's a great Sopranos episode where Tony has like, you know, 25 grand on a game. And this guy down at the bar yells like, all right. And he goes, yeah, the guy probably won $35.
Right. I can't. I have to get away from those people. I can't do it. Gotta have etiquette.
Right. No, unless I went to the game with this person, knowing, like, if David and I went to the game together and said, all right, David, I know who you're rooting for. I'm rooting for this. You got money here. I got money there. But, yeah, you're right. If I don't know you, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to leave and go home.
Yeah, I'll never start a scene. I'll just leave.
Well, so it's okay to root against opposite teams, but the moment that he's like, listen, dog, I got $20 on this game, so be quiet, okay? And then you're like, what? Did you say $20?
Right, because you know what, Dave? Evan, here's the thing. At that point, here's 30. Shut the hell up.
Do you not remember something similar happened this last year in Vegas with one Mr. Ref Fieger? Yeah.
Leave it. Hey.
Oh,
God.
I
wasn't going to go there.
Ref Fieger.
Ref was a little.
This guy put like $11 on a game. He was at the window before the game was even over
and
trying to catch.
And he was hammered.
And it was
hammered.
So, I'm stopping him saying, you can't cash it. Well, they're going to win. And the guy's like, sir, the game is not over yet. Please come back when the clock hits zero.
Right. And he put like $7 on the game. You would have thought he was the girlfriend from what do you call it? The Adam Sandler gambling movie. Like he was showing up with a duffel bag to collect.
Uncut Gems.
Roberto, I think I saw him earlier collecting the 23 cents out of random slot machines just to get the money.
This is how I win.
Oh, wait, there's 8 cents left in that one. Go grab that ticket.
All right, next.
That's a flag.
It is. He's on vacation, too. He can't even defend himself.
All right, here's another one. You're invited to your friend's house for a March Madness party. His young kids will also be there who are huge basketball fans.
Gotta go.
The problem is there is no way you can refrain from cursing while watching these games.
Gotta go.
Do you just tell him you can't make it or risk not having as much fun because you can't curse?
I'd pull an Evan and I would just say, listen, I love you. I love your family. I can't watch this game around people. Gotta go.
I'm the only one that has kids here. So let me get in this.
I can curse around your kids.
Wait, Roberto has kids.
Oh,
they curse more than I do. No. David's the only one who's an active participant in his child's life.
My kids curse more than I do.
David is giving appropriate Christmas gifts.
Yeah, my kids understand the atmosphere of watching sports. They just do, okay? So it's fine. If you're coming over watching the game, be you.
Wow.
I kind of agree with that, too. If you're
they have to know.
7 and 15, I'm sorry, but you're going to learn some new words if you don't know them already.
You're going to hear worse on the school bus. Why can't Uncle Mike come over and use some language?
Uncle Mike's watching the game. He just called the guy a CS.
Yeah, while they're not in the high school level yet, my kids play sports with kids that are using that language on the field
The coach it is probably what it is.
Thank right? you.
I mean, it's more the F word is just it has to be explained early because that's really the popular one. Yeah. Like, you don't even have to say it at someone. It can just be a random blurt F word. Kids have to learn that early, don't they?
Just a little seasoning you put on your vocabulary.
If you can't come to my house and do that, then that means I should never take them to a game.
No,
I should never take them to an arena.
That's
then.
Factually true.
Yeah, because you hear way worse in
but
an arena than you would.
But out of respect, David, now that I know this, that's different. I would just tell the person straight up, look, I can't attend. You know how I'm going to watch this game, and I don't want to hear it from your family, or I don't want to teach little Bobby something he shouldn't know.
I was kicked out of my own basement last week watching games.
No, you told your wife you'd had enough, and you went upstairs.
Just be honest. I overreact.
That was a boss move.
I overreact, and I just went and watched upstairs.
She was mad that you were being intense, and you said, fine, I'm going to remove myself from this situation,
correct.
And you watched it in a separate room.
Yes.
I don't think that's wrong. She got the peace and quiet she was searching for. You got the intense environment you needed.
Yes, it's intense. Every possession matters.
Jesus.
Do you know Evan cleans the house during commercial breaks?
That's why. I just learned that.
I need
nervous energy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Every commercial break, he starts to vacuum. He picks a different room.
I vacuum. I'll dust. I'll clean the windows. I'll do
You said that's what your wife likes with MSU plays. She's like, I got a clean house out of.
You come over and watch the game tonight in my house.
Dude, it's
crazy. His wife thought he was cleaning when she came in and his head was in the oven.
No, they just lost.
You know what? Let's move on.
We're done. All right. That's deal breakers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.